Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Steely Dan, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Mike Kucharski is here. Mike is the co-owner and the vice president of JKC Trucking. It's a family-owned trucking company out of Chicago, largest control temperature freight company in the Chicagoland area, operating all across the from the Mississippi River west. Mike, thanks again for being here. When you were telling us in the previous segment about how your business fell off the table when coronavirus hit us and the lockdowns happened, and you're in a business basically delivering food, controlled temperature food products to restaurants and hotels and grocery stores all across the many states. So those people basically shut their doors, except for the grocery stores. The restaurants locked up and went home. You didn't have anywhere to deliver anything, even if they would have taken it. What did you? I know that we can only imagine what happened to your income, your revenue, and all that. We know what happened. Your trucks were empty and they're sitting still. What did the Paycheck Protection Program do for your company?
So first I want to praise President Trump. By a smart decision by the president, supplying the PPP really, really saved JKC and I believe a lot of small businesses. What it did was, gave us money to continue working because we were running on fumes. We kept all our employees. We didn't cut pay. We didn't let one person go. We had to. So it really, really saved us. Mm-hmm. One thing we had to do is we rotated drivers in and out. Certain drivers, would go 1 week and then have a week off just so everybody could get a turn. Mm-hmm. It kept us going so we could until the economy started to recover.
Right. And so you were able to blend whatever revenue you had with the PPP money, and that sort of bridged you over till the economy started picking up a little bit. Where are you right now? Could you use another round of money from the government?
Sure, of course, I could use more money, the better. But if the economy keeps going the way it's going right now it's booming because everybody's starting to open up. If the economy opens up and stays open, I might be able to squeak by. But of course, how's this? Any PPP money will always
right.
always
but if,
help
but if,
because
but if
I,
you
I,
didn't get it, you think in your at least for your company in your industry, as long as the economy continues to recover. If you didn't get another round, you'd be all right.
I should be all right. But if there's going to be any shutdown
sure.
in the economy, The only problem is if the economy is moving the way it's moving right now, I should be okay. But any slowdown in the economy moving forward, it's going to really hurt me, and I would definitely need. I'm barely going to make it by right now if the economy keeps going. So
I see. Okay. Well, that's a good point. So do you expect to have your loan forgiven, the PPP loan forgiven?
You mean we've been filling out the paperwork furiously. I got a small team of people working on it.
Right.
We're doing the best we can. We definitely spent it the way we're supposed to.
Right.
As the government put in the parameters.
Good.
And I think we should be able to get it forgiven, if everything goes well, knock on wood.
So if you got another round... If it were just a long-term low interest loan, but not forgiven, would you take that?
Of course I would. Yeah, okay. That would definitely right. help. How's this? The money supply in the bank is very paper thin right now. It wouldn't hurt to have some extra money for a rainy day because in the trucking business, there's so many variables happening every day.
Right.
You always need a little bit extra cash to keep in the bank to sleep at night and keep the lights on.
What do you think about, what's your attitude about the election? What do you think is going to, the trucking industry, what's at stake for the trucking industry with the upcoming election?
This is a great question that you're asking. I think truckers will vote for a president that believes in law and order and supports the police, you know, holds looters and violent rioters liable for their action, you know. In my opinion, truckers see a good future of Trump, you know, due to the results in the Trump boosting the economy in a high gear, which provided more revenue for drivers and small businesses. You know, drivers feel the president relates to them and supports the working class.
Right. Well, he's a no-nonsense guy, and truckers are no-nonsense people, aren't they? What you see is what you get with truckers and with President Trump. I know. So maybe you're kind of birds of a feather. So you see, are you worried about a Biden presidency in the trucking industry?
You know, yes, I'm very worried because last time the Democrats were in power, they put a lot of regulations, and I think the trucking business is overregulated, and it's hurting us, you know, with the hours of service. Mm-hmm. With all the regulations on the EPA for California. California is just its own animal, and we run California every day.
Right.
It makes it difficult for us. You know, when you're overregulated, it doesn't make it easy to run a business because, you know, around every corner you're looking around, how are you going to get, who's going to find you? You know what I mean? How are you going to pay these fines?
And the supply chain is the mechanism of commerce, and a major part of the supply chain mechanism is trucking. We need you guys, Mike. I hope you guys continue to do good. Will you come back and continue to give us reports on how things are going?
Of course I will.
And I appreciate you, Mike. Good job. I need your website quickly, please.
It's jkctrucking.com.
All right, so check it out and tell your mom and dad I said hi.
I will. Thank you so
Mike,
much.
Good choice.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.